Well, let's look at also what's happening. Roy Williams, one of the best coaches in college basketball, yet when he leaves, there are accusations that there were some things going on with the booster club that allowed for athletes sort of after their educations to get some money. I'm not sure that's all bad, frankly. That's just my opinion. Oklahoma, you had that car dealership deal with the quarterback who missed the year. Maurice Claret, another exaggerated example of this whole process. So the booster clubs are a big part of that, and they aren't held accountable. Maybe that's part of the issue then, is how do we require them to be part of this, that they essentially become educational components of the university. And if they're not willing to do that, then there has to be some stipulation that they keep themselves at arm's length.
Well, you know, you look at the University of Florida, where I am, and tell me all the money that is raised in the focus of football coming up at the national championship here. I mean, all of that is part of a university system. Is the weirdest thing to me that all of this money is being raised in football, and yet for education, I don't think so.
Let's start anticipating. Who's the next Nick Saban out there?
That's a great question. Bobby Petrino? You mean to be able to do what he's done? But there are hundreds in line. My point is, anytime you bring that college coach directly into the professional level, it's going to be a problem. And I think if we look back in history, we'll see it.